Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Angela Morabito, and she is a senior campaign organizer for Stand United, and their website is standunited.org. We're going to talk about the recent controversy with Kathy Griffin. Of course, this story is virtually old by now, and yet it's still worth bringing out. Angela, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, for those who've been in a cave for the last couple weeks, tell us the Kathy Griffin story, and then we'll get right into the controversy.
Kathy Griffin is an actress, a comedian, a CNN personality who hosts New Year's Eve every year with Anderson Cooper. She has since 2007. Well, her latest publicity stunt got attention for a really terrible reason. She posed with a prop where it appears that she is holding a severed head that has the face of Donald Trump. I mean, it's ISIS style. It's gory. Mm-hmm. It's gross. She did it to be shocking,
it's
and that's
bloody.
Exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's covered in blood. And President Trump even tweeted that his 11-year-old son, Barron, was having a hard time because that photo is all over the news. Everybody sees it. It's not going away. This is going to haunt Kathy Griffin for the rest of her career. And it's scary. Imagine seeing, you know, someone you care about having their head held up, you know, covered in blood.
She did apologize, your comment?
Well, she did apologize to her fans, and, you know, whether or not you believe that's sincere, I mean, I personally do. I think she is sincerely regretting what she did. She apologized in a video that she posted on Twitter, but she did not ever mention President Trump or his family. And I think that's the missing element, right? She's committed this grave offense against them. She's, you know, been threatening. Apparently, it caught the attention of the Secret Service. Why not apologize to the real victims and not just try and play to your fans?
Good point. I understand that there's a little bit of dialogue, and it's hard to hear, but she and the photographer, you know, as they're getting ready to set up this shoot, she is saying something like, you know, this may be the end of for you and me. We may end up having to go to Mexico because otherwise, you know, we'll end up in federal prison, you know, something like that. So she knows while, you know, being engrossed in the shoot itself, this is going to potentially get her in trouble.
Right. It was so transparently a publicity stunt, and it was also very far beyond the pale. So Stand United is an online petition platform, and we had a petition go up just, you know, minutes after these photos were made public. And the petition said, CNN, drop Kathy Griffin. If she's going to pose for an ISIS-style photo shoot with the head of the President of the United States, you don't need to be giving her a platform. In 24 hours, we had 16,000 signatures, and CNN responded by dropping her from any connection with the network.
Yes, and you know, and that may be related to the petition, may not be related, it may be related to others as well. I mean, there was a lot of complaints they were getting. You know, let me tell you one thing on a personal note. I was on a talk show about 15 years ago with the host was Bill Maher. It was back when he was on ABC TV. It was called
okay.
Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher, and they would have a panel of five people, including Bill Maher. So Bill Maher and then four panelists. And usually it would be three celebrities and then one token conservative and often Christian. And I was the token conservative Christian, at least on four different episodes. And on one of them, two of the guests were Anderson Cooper and also Kathy Griffin. And I wouldn't be surprised if that may have been the very first time they ever met. So that was kind of interesting. But one of my colleagues or one of my coworkers at work, when I came back to Florida from California and she saw the episode and everything, she said, boy, that lady, talking about Kathy Griffin, that lady's clock was wound too tight.
Well, maybe she was right. I would be interested in hearing what she has to say about this blockbuster photo shoot.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
The idea is that if you get the grassroots behind it, these companies will take notice.
Yeah.
And Anderson Cooper distanced himself from it, but CNN hemmed and hawed. There was another sponsor who dropped Kathy Griffin far before CNN did. They even released a statement saying, we as this network, we're, you know, we are against this photo shoot, and we're evaluating the future of Kathy Griffin at CNN. Okay, that's not a good enough answer. We have 16,000 people saying, you have to take a stand on this. You have to do the right thing. And they do respond to that because all this public pressure just turns up the heat.
Yeah, and you know what's really sad? I mean, this is a lady that's kind of profane. For example, she won an award maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe I think it was an Emmy. And a lot of times when these people get an award, they'll say, I want to thank God, or, you know, I want to thank my third grade teacher or whatever. But she got, you know, held that statue and she said, I earned this all my own. So blanket Jesus, meaning, you know, I'm not going to thank Jesus Christ. I earned this all on my own. Oh, by the way, Kathy Griffin, here's a note to you. Every beat of your heart is by the grace of Jesus Christ. Every breath you take is by the grace of Jesus Christ. So you being able to win that award, whatever it was by the grace of Jesus Christ. The word, by the way, she said was S-U-C-K. But that's what she said. I mean, it was blasphemous and, you know, just in terrible taste. But nothing, you know, you can, I guess you can denigrate the Christian faith and you can get away with it these days.
In this day and age, obviously, that wasn't the last straw. It was only until she had a very violent, gory photo shoot that threatened the life of the leader of the free world.
Did she ever comment on the ISIS angle to it? I mean, because that's somebody you don't want to compare yourself to, I would think.
Right. I don't know why she thought that was funny or why it was entertaining. I don't know how you pick up that prop as it's dripping fake blood and think that it is somehow not a career ender.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see the thought process there.
Yeah. Or well, now let's look at some of the celebrities have said some bad things about Donald Trump. I mean, for example, the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated, Madonna, in that big, you know, protest that they had in D.C., didn't she say something like, we need to burn down the White House? Something to that effect, right?
Yeah, Madonna really kind of went in on the president. A lot of other famous people did. But when you're showing, when you put yourself in a photograph that makes it look like you've murdered the president, that's more than an insult at a rally. And you know, you have the right to free speech. You don't have the right to consequence-free speech. CNN is not obligated to give Kathy Griffin a platform.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Could she be in trouble from the law, like as far as, you know, Secret Service or anything for this?
You know, that's really up to the Secret Service to determine. I do know that they are aware of it, that they're going to be looking into it. You know, it's really up to their judgment to see whether or not they will pursue further action. Again, free speech. She has the right to insult the president. Anyone and everyone has the right to insult the president in this country if they feel that way. What you don't have the right to do is threaten someone else's life, whether they're the president or not.
Yeah. You know, there's when protests were happening in Berkeley, and I'm thinking of the ones in February, like with Milo and so forth, but it was a lot of it was really related to Trump. Okay, it was a month after Trump's inauguration. There was a director, a Hollywood director, who said, in reference to that protest, and remember it was kind of violent, this is just the beginning. Sarah Silverman, by the way, I appeared with her also on another episode of Politically Incorrect, but she said, quote, wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown, Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. Now think about that. I mean, she's basically calling for a coup. You know, she's talking about Mad King. She's, you know, that's a reference to Trump. So that, too, you could say that's free speech related to violence. Is the difference one is an image versus just speech? That was a tweet, by the way, that she sent out, a tweet.
Right. That may play into it. I don't know what system the Secret Service uses to evaluate threats against the president. Sarah Silverman's effectively calling for a military coup. Whether or not she meant that seriously is to be determined. I'm sure she wants some people to think, oh, yeah, she's with us in the resistance. She definitely meant it. And I'm sure she wants others to think, oh, she's a comedian. She's joking. You can ignore it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can really have your cake and eat it, too. I don't know if you can have it both ways.
Yeah.
But that's certainly what she was going for.
By the way, just a quick aside here. There was an old classic routine that they did on Saturday Night Live many, many years ago with these disgruntled flight attendants on an airline. And as the people were saying goodbye, they were saying bye-bye, bye-bye. And it was just a whole routine like that. And the way she ends that tweet reminds me of that. And I mentioned this because she happened to be in that particular bye-bye segment that they did many, many years ago. Okay, so it sounds like CNN definitely saw the light. And do you think it's possible that what Kathy Griffin has done here could be almost like a game changer, that the Hollywood left and so forth will just say, hey, this is too far, let's stop and let's respect the president? Or at least the office.
Oh, I wish I was that optimistic. You know, that I would like to think that's what's going to happen, that people stop threatening the president of the United States. You don't have to love him, whether you like it or not. You can say it's wrong to threaten to kill someone, and it's wrong to make their kids see an image of their disembodied head. I mean, this should be a bipartisan thing, and there are even plenty of folks on the left who have realized that Kathy Griffin went too far. So we know that there is a line, and we know that it stops at violent, gory photos. But shouldn't the line go back to, okay, you can say what you want, you can say that he's a bad guy, you can say you don't like him, but play it cool? Like, we still don't know where that line is.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, what do you think would have happened if a conservative or, you know, supposed conservative had done something like this during the days of Obama?
Riots in the streets. I mean, I know that's a quick answer, but that's exactly what I think would have happened. You look at what the resistance, as they're now calling themselves, has been doing, and they take to the streets. And sometimes, to their credit, they are perfectly peaceful. You have the right to petition the government. You have the right to protest. You have the right to peaceful assembly. You have all of those rights. Great. When it becomes a riot, you no longer you don't have that right to destroy people's property, to threaten people's safety, to commit crimes like assault, like what we're seeing happen at Berkeley.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know what form those protests would have taken, but I know it would not have been pretty.
You know, it really is strange. I was talking with my wife the other day, and we were talking about the transition from Obama to Trump. Has probably been the rockiest transition maybe in the United States history, except for that when Abraham Lincoln took office, because when Abraham Lincoln took office, there were literally several states that said, okay, we're out of here, and they seceded.
It has not been a smooth road. It has not been a smooth road. And I don't think that any of it is helped by the fact that you have Hillary Clinton still blaming the Russians. She railed against Trump before the election, saying, if you don't accept the results of a free and fair election, you're a threat to our democracy. And for once, I agreed with Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Everyone should accept the results of a free and fair election. And now she says she does that, but she's blaming everybody but herself for her loss. She's saying it was James Comey's fault. It was the FBI's fault. It was Russia's fault. It was everybody's fault but her own. And by still saying that, oh, well, I won the popular vote. Great, you're still not the president. She's trying to rally this resistance, and she's effectively undermining the guy who won.
That's very true. These are very troubling times, and I'm reminded of the phrase from Richard Land, this is the divided states of America. And he wrote that book, by the way, about 5 or 6 years ago. Angela Morabito, we're basically out of time. StandUnited.org for more information. Thank you so much for being with us on Vocal Point. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye-bye.